You've wandered into Snarky Owl's Menagerie of Shadows, a growing collection of spooky stories, tales of terror, and fantastic folklore, both real and imagined. Pull up a chair, sit closer to the fire, or bury yourself beneath the bedclothes as the shadows surround you. It was about dusk one evening during the supreme madness of the carnival season that I encountered my friend. He accosted me with excessive warmth, for he had been drinking much. The man wore motley. He had on a tight-fitting...
Today's podcast is brought to you by the wonderful folks at Fit to Be Tied. As someone who truly loves hiking, trekking, and camping in all weather, and at snow, rain, bluebird skies, all of it, I know the value of keeping my feet dry and comfortable. And there's no better place to find the right footwear for your outdoor adventures than Fit to Be Tied.
Its pendulum swung to and fro with a dull, heavy, monotonous clang. And when the minute hand had made the circuit of the face, and the hour was to be stricken, there came from the brazen lungs of the clock a sound which was clear and loud and deep and exceedingly musical. But of so peculiar...
That's your account, said Joe. And I wouldn't give another sixpence if I was to be boiled for not doing it. Who's next?
Mrs. Dilber was next. Sheets and towels, a little wearing apparel, two old-fashioned silver teaspoons, a pair of sugar tongs, and a few boots. Her account was stated on the wall in the same manner.
I always give too much to the ladies. It's a weakness of mine.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Snarky Owl's Menagerie of Shadows. Be sure to visit us again as we share the shade from deep in the forest. Subscribe so you don't lose your way in the dark. And bring a friend to share the darkness with you. Until next time, we'll be waiting in the woods, listening to the whispers of shadows.
Ooh, ooh.